Credit crunch sailors with deep pockets and short arms visiting Cherbourg will be relieved to learn that they can still anchor outside the inner breakwater for free. I once made a policy of lying here and spending the marina dues with a man by the name of Henry, who ran a well-stocked cave on the quay. I had a stout fiberglass tender that rode beautifully. The pull to town wasn't onerous, and by securing the stem dinghy inside the locks, my crew and I could load up in comfort. On one occasion, however, this admirable arrangement broke down. The day was the sort of rainy one in which Normandy specialises, so we lingered longer than usual, sampling Henry's finest. Staggering out with cases of the right stuff, we didn't notice that the tide had gone down. We loaded up the punt and rowed away, only to be brought up with a round turn by the lock gates. The lock keeper was eyeing us balefully, and nobody had the neck to ask him to open up. It looked as though we were stuck for the next 6 hours until someone suggested portaging the boat up a set of stone steps that led directly to the street. Reconnaissance revealed the local equivalent of a zebra crossing at the top, complete with traffic lights. On the far side, a second flight of weedy steps descended to open water. Dragging the boat up the stairs was a struggle, but we managed it without unloading our cargo. At street level, we waited for the green man to light up, skidded our charge across the greasy wet cobbles, then launched her like a lifeboat in front of a crowd of bewildered French commuters. We rowed away into the gathering gloom, happy in the knowledge that we could drink the night away in the comfort of our complimentary berth. At 07:45 the following morning, I popped my head out of the hatch and noted a fleet of yachts flying various British ensigns pouring out of the marina. These chances were, of course, doing a runner from the harbour master, whose representatives don't usually turn up with their ticket machines till coffee time. While this initiative represented a viable method of preserving a ship's liquidity, I wanted to visit my favourite harbour again. Besides, anyway, no one can ever be sure about not being spotted. I'm inclined these days, therefore, either to pay up or anchor. Pay up! Now there's the rub. Over Christmas this year, I was cruising on the Solent. My travels took me to Hythe Marina Village to share some good cheer with a couple of old chums who live there. I'd never entered this haven in my own boat before, and on the whole, marina villages are not my bag. Hythe, however, is different. It's been around long enough to mature. The so-called lifestyle fantasy offered by agents for some such developments is notably absent. And I've had some good times there. Depending on your point of view, my boat is either a modern classic or an eccentric throwback to the gruesome days when wooden ships were sailed by iron men and neither had much fun out of it. She's 40 feet on deck with a sparred length of around 53 feet, although I can't swear to the latter because I've never bothered to measure up. Often, a sporting berthing master will find me a pontoon where my bowsprit can hang over nowhere land with no questions asked. So in I went, Christmas tree at the masthead, exuding bonhomie. I stayed one night, saw my pals, and trotted up to the lock in the morning to brass up. If you're a yacht owner, I recommend that you take a stiff drink before reading the next sentence, because you're going to need it. I was banged for, now get this, 58 quid. I'm still so astounded that I don't really know what to say about this. Is it the unacceptable face of capitalism, perhaps, or maybe insane corporate greed in an era where nice people are going bust because they can't pay their bills? Whatever the cause, I can advise that in Sweden I recently cruised for 6 weeks, sometimes anchoring, sometimes berthing in town centres, at a total cost of around 250 quid. In Brittany last summer, one harbour master took a look at my boat and waived his reasonable fees because he said she improved his view. The result of sensible harbour dues is that sailors spend more money in the town and feel a whole lot better about the place. There's something rotten in dear old Blighty, and I have only one answer. Take a leaf from the logbook of my friend, Dutch Rob. He loves the channel as much as we do, and he beats down from Holland year after year with the target of staying all summer without paying a penny. His secret anchorages are numerous and delightful, he says, but he's keeping them to himself because he knows I'm a pilot book writer. That's next season's job then. See you can cruise for a fortnight. Have fun and pay the least. Over to you, shipmates.